Housing issues in Ardmore came to a head this year following news that plans to construct a badly needed 31-home social and affordable scheme for the area had collapsed. With locals priced out of homes and lands having been sold for the development of holiday accommodation, a number of politicians came to blows. Those included Fianna Fáil councillor Tom Cronin and Sinn Féin councillor Conor McGuinness.
I've been accused of doing something that I did not do. I would have always probably canvassed, knocking on doors. I'm in the council 25 years heading for us, and I never had anyone to come along and say I've done something that I shouldn't have done, or I've done something that was wrong, for someone, right, to try and take the credibility, right, that I had built up over that length of time, just to better himself. And as an election coming, to me it brings politics into a new low.
I was disappointed to hear the commentary from Councillor Cronin on the radio this morning. I think he said that I was bringing politics into the gutter or something like that. I've been very clear that councillors, including myself, we all have to be account for what we say and what we do. And that includes when councillors vote to sell off public land in the heart of their own community when there's a housing crisis, when there's a crisis of over 60% of dwelling houses in Ardmore being holiday homes.
Various meetings followed and Waterford Council stepped in to replace affordable housing body O'Coolan to build the site. Irish Examiner journalist Mick Clifford spoke to locals as the issue gained national attention.
Now, how's this for a quote? My family come from Ardmore. We've been here as far back as anyone can remember. My generation, siblings, cousins, friends, none of us can afford to live in Ardmore. There's nothing to rent. That's a quote that Mick Clifford did in an excellent article in the Examiner, a full page article. Again, go out and buy a local newspaper, buy quality journalism, a national paper, take out a subscription. Mick Clifford, journalist, is on the line. Good morning, Mick.
Good morning, Damien.
We are sending our intrepid reporter, Jordan Norris, down to Ardmore today. You'll need an Euromillions win to buy a house in Ardmore. That's what the headline says. What did you find when you were down in Ardmore?
Well, it's interesting, Damien, because Ardmore is a perfect example of one type of issue in rural Ireland. The other type is kind of like, it's a place, for example, where I'm from myself in South Kerry, you're talking about the periphery, where because of a lack of economic activity, there's a certain level of depopulation. But in the likes of Ardmore and places like it, you have what you call really picturesque areas that are, while as there may not be much local activity in the immediate area, they're within shouting distance of places like Waterford, as far away as Cork. A number of people in Ardmore commute to Little Island and Cork. And of course, Dungarvan is absolutely hopping. So it's an ideal location in which to live and bring up family, if that's how you want to progress. And obviously, local people would like to live there. The problem is, because it's so picturesque and beautiful, and because of how the economy has developed and how wealth has accumulated in certain sections of society, you now have a scenario whereby you have holiday homes being built, it would appear, at the expense of affordable homes for local people, that they can continue to live in the place they grew up in. And that is a major problem there, and there's an awful lot of anger locally about it.
That day, I made the trip to Ardmore, where I spoke to Dick Lincoln from the Ardmore Strategic Housing Study Group.
I'm in Ardmore and I'm delighted to be joined now by Dick Lincoln. Dick is from the Ardmore Strategic Housing Group. Dick, it has been 21 years since Waterford Council built a home in the village of Ardmore in West Waterford. I've been through the town this morning and I must say it's alarmingly quiet in a sense. You can see a lot of the character of the area has been stripped back. And for people like yourselves that have been living here all your lives, to see these things happening in the village, people move out of the village that have been here their whole lives. What you're aiming to work towards is you're calling for action. We need housing for people in Ardmore.
Yeah, unfortunately, the heart is going out of Ardmore. And it's going to happen more and more rapidly because demographics are against the smaller families. 6.5 years ago, we set up a housing study group because we could see this coming over the hill. And we've been trying to work with the Waterford County Council and anyone else that could work with us to develop houses for local people. Following 6.5 years' work, I have to say it's been a total failure. We have failed dramatically. Not because of anything that we could or shouldn't do, but we have failed to get Waterford County Council or anyone else, the Department of Housing nationally, to take notice of what is happening in Ardmore. We have seen holiday house development go from 6.5 years ago at 45%, up to 60% now. The heart has been hammered out of the village, absolutely hammered. No local can live here. You know, we've had a recent public meeting in Ardmore on the 21st of September about Town Centre First initiative, and that's to regenerate towns and villages. It was chaired by Mr. Richie Walsh from Waterford County Council from the Enterprise Unit. He wanted to talk about things like regeneration here, bringing back derelict houses into use. But I'm afraid the meeting was taken over by the people of Ardmore. He expected 10 or 15 to turn up. The village hall was packed, and all people wanted to talk about was housing. They weren't the young people, because the young people are gone, but these people were angry that they had seen their sons, daughters and their grandchildren growing up either overseas or in towns like Middleton, Fermoy, Clonmel, Dungarvan, Waterford City, seeing Ardmore dying in front of them.
The fallout continued as Waterford Council committed to another meeting to clarify the current lie of the land.
There's an article on Waterford Radio again this week. Fingers being pointed at me again, right, that I was to go back and get a meeting with Ivan, with O'Coolan and the committee. That no, well, I don't, I'm talking about what was said. It was said, right, that there was three councils at the meeting, even though as I gave the commitment, right, that I would go back and organise a meeting with Ivan and them. From what I can gather, right, the meeting did happen, even though it was said it wasn't.
I don't want to be kind of, you know, getting into he said, she said, but at the last meeting here, I agreed that we'd have a public meeting in Ardmore. And I communicated that after the meeting to a member of the committee who was sitting here in the chamber. And we are going ahead with the public meeting, and it'll be an opportunity for anybody in Ardmore or West Waterford to hear what we have to say.
You were in Ardmore last night, lovely part of the country to be in. What was the reason for being in Ardmore last night?
So there was a public housing meeting last night in the village hall in Ardmore, Damien, and it was attended by Waterford Council and their housing team, obviously the Director of Housing, Mr. Ivan Grimes, and Senior Housing Officer, Claire Hartley. So I suppose it was an opportunity for locals to voice their frustrations and engage. Obviously, we've all heard about the 31 home social and affordable housing scheme for Ardmore. We've covered it fairly extensively here on WLR in the past few weeks. And there's still, I suppose, some question marks hanging over some of the smaller details surrounding this development. But there is a commitment from all parties to deliver it. We've heard from Mick Clifford, the Irish Examiner journalist, on his feature with the local development group. I was out in Ardmore myself to speak with them. And it's something that has really, I suppose, caught fire in recent weeks, because it's something that's been experienced by a lot of different coastal communities across the country, that there's an extreme shortage of accommodation. And any accommodation that is there, people are being priced out of it.
And it's a combination of factors, because we knew councils did not build houses, the government did not build houses after the crash of 2008, 2009, around 10 years where house building was very low. Then the ability for councils to buy land as well was quite low.
Massively.
And then when COVID happened, you had a lot of people with extra money maybe in the Dublin areas that would have said, oh, we'll move back down to Waterford or move to Waterford. So they bought up parcels of land or they bought up houses. So there's been a combination of factors. A lot of these things were discussed last night.
Certainly. 60% of the accommodation available in Ardmore now is considered holiday accommodation. So there are many people in Ardmore that have, I suppose, they come down for 3-4 weeks in the tourist season, but then for 11 months of the year, the house is left idle. And there's a lot of younger people, families, people that have grown up in the area that want to live, obviously, where they're from, but they've been priced out of it. So there is a serious sense of frustration in the area that there is not enough being done. It's 2002 since Waterford Council built the home in Ardmore, and that was quite rightly, I suppose, put to the council last night. Why has it been 21 years since there was a home built out here? The council obviously pointed out to numerous factors, and you mentioned their acquisition of land is a major issue. The council, for argument's sake, this mentioned last night, they don't have any land in Tramore. Land banks in Dunmore East, another coastal community, they're being priced out of them. Ardmore, there's one parcel of land here, obviously the land in question where the 31 houses are proposed to be built. There's another site that they're in talks in to possibly buy some private homes that a developer wants to build. But unfortunately, land is actually becoming the biggest obstacle to developing houses in coastal communities. I think I read somewhere in recent weeks, 13 homes in Ardmore in the last 5 years
have sold for over €800,000, Damien.
Expressions of interest are open for the scheme until December 31st of this year.